Many college seniors have to worry about whether they're going to find a job when they turn their tassel. But some students involved in a car building competition are being recruited by the auto industry even before they graduate. EcoCar 3 is the latest in a series of advanced vehicle technology competitions sponsored by the U.S. Department of Energy and General Motors. WVU was one of 16 universities in North America tasked with turning a 2016 Chevy Camaro into a hybrid electric vehicle. EcoCar 3 is a four-year competition, and more than 40 WVU students work on it at any given time. Most are seniors who spend two semesters with the team and then are replaced by a new group. They are also paid graduate assistants who help pass down knowledge from one group to the next. As exciting as it may sound to produce a green version of one of America's most recognizable muscle cars, the competition's ultimate goal is to connect students with the auto industry.
The real product is the students, and that's why there's such a heavy focus on recruiting among all of the competition sponsors, and it's a large group, is getting this next generation of engineers who are already on their feet in alternate and advanced transportation out into the industry.
That's mechanical and aerospace engineering professor Scott Wayne. He's one of the WVU EcoCar team's advisors. Professor Andrew Nix is another advisor in the same department. He says that since the advanced vehicle technology competitions began in the late 80s, the majority of students involved have found jobs when they leave school.
75% have been employed in the automotive or supporting industries.
WVU senior Jesse Feldy leads the project's mechanical team. She says that while the competition is very time-consuming, the opportunity to work so closely with the industry she's interested in makes it worth the sacrifice.
I've actually been offered a job by GM, and I'm going to be starting this summer. So it's really helped me get a start in industry with a good job and something that I'm excited to work with.
While the competition includes students from almost every department at WVU's engineering school, business and public relations majors also are involved. Nick says those students are also finding work related to the industry when they leave school.
Some of the non-engineering majors also have taken positions with companies that either work very closely with or are part of the automotive industry.
An example of this multidisciplinary aspect of the competition is the work Chelsea Betts is doing. She's in the Reed College of Media's graduate program and is heading up the EcoCar team's public relations effort. One of the many things she's doing is helping undergraduate PR students plan a large Earth Day event at WVU's Mountain Lair that highlights the EcoCar team's work.
So they're helping me kind of put that together, and it kind of gives them the experience of like what it takes to actually, you know, organize, plan, and execute an event of that size.
Professor Nick says four of the EcoCar team's students were offered positions at GM in the competition's first semester alone. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Jesse Wright in Morgantown.